Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to me by internet or by phone, I certainly want to thank you for tuning in for tonight's Tip Talk Thursday edition of Relationships 360 Degrees right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am the host of this show. I'm a relationship enthusiast. My name's Tiffany Williams Jallo. And over the next hour, we're going to be talking about a number of relationship topics. I'm going to be running down the previous 3 weeks' shows, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So I want to thank you for tuning in. Of course, this is the show where myself and expert guests empower you with information and other tools to help you repair, build, and maintain quality, character-based relationships. But tonight on Tip Talk Thursday, we give the experts a break, and I spend the entire hour fielding your comments and questions while reviewing, as I said before, this past month's shows or episodes of Relationships 360, as well as talking about the latest relationship news. And you'll have an opportunity to weigh in and share your thoughts about the relationship news headlines that are floating around out there. And there are two ways to join the conversation. You can dial us live at 714-409-0610 to talk to me live. And if you missed that, the number is right on the show's Blog Talk Radio page, and it's also in the chat room. And you can post your remarks and questions in the chat room as well. Again, anytime over the next 58 minutes or so. As I said, I want to quickly run down the shows from the previous 3 weeks. This is my favorite part, or one of my favorite parts of Tiff Talk Thursday. Of course, I love talking to you guys. But this gives me an opportunity to summarize the shows in case you missed them. And, you know, hopefully you'll like some of the highlights that you hear tonight and you will go back and listen to some of these programs. Now, again, I am giving you the highlights, so don't think you don't have to go back and listen to the entire episode. I'm kind of giving you some teasers here and the main points of the show. So I do encourage you to go back and listen to these episodes in their entirety, you know, as after I talk about them, after the show's over, of course. So let's start with Divorcing as Friends. Now, that show featured an attorney and a mediator. Her name is Arden Auer, and she's the founder of the Center for Non-Adversarial Divorce. It's located in Colorado. I think it's great, you know, what she's doing. She wrote a best-selling book called The Friendly Divorce Guidebook, which I would love to give away to the first listener who enters their name and email address at relationships360.com, which is the site for this Blog Talk Radio show. And my team will be looking at the timestamp on that email or on all of the emails in order to determine the winner. Again, we're taking the first listener who goes to relationships360.com, enters their name and email address for a chance to win Arden Auer's book called The Friendly Divorce Guidebook. So lots of great information there if you are looking to create a positive ending, a good vibe for, you know, after your divorce. And I'll tell you for that show, again, the show is called Divorcing as Friends. There were two big takeaways for me from that show. The first was learning that having an amicable or friendly end to a divorce is not only beneficial to the kids that are involved, but to the divorce parties themselves once they move on into new relationships. So let me tell you what I mean by that, how it's beneficial to the divorce parties. If a divorced couple is not angry with each other and expressing that anger toward each other, then they are less likely to go into new relationships with negative baggage. A nasty divorce, a different story. You can almost bank on the idea that bad baggage will be brought into a new relationship. That's with a nasty divorce. So that's what we're trying to prevent on this show. We're trying to find a better way to help people to navigate the challenges that they're having in their relationships. Now, along with, you know, ending it amicably, not taking any negative baggage into a new relationship, likewise, rebound relationships would be less prevalent, I think, if more people were to get on the friendly divorce bandwagon. And I asked Arden about that during the show, if the idea of having a friendly divorce was catching steam. And she seemed to think that the concept is gaining more traction due to an increase she's seen in her state of Colorado in the number of couples wanting to settle their divorces through mediation rather than in the courtroom with lawyers. Even though, you know, we talked about this on my show, it seems that society and the media, for the most part, still depict brutal and long drawn out court battles as the way for the spouse who has been wronged to gain justice. In other words, you know, there's kind of the sentiment, you know, floating around in the media and society that, you know, if you're the victim of divorce, that you need to get all you can, you know, and sue the you know what. And you can fill in the blank and, you know, define what is. The other big takeaway, other than, you know, just the need to end things on good terms for the sake of the children and for the sake of, you know, the parting spouses, the other big takeaway for me from the How to Divorce, you know, on Friendly Terms episode of Relationships 360 is something that was new to me when Arden mentioned it 3 weeks ago, and that is the notion of a postnuptial agreement. Now, all of you are probably familiar with a prenup. I'm sure most of our listeners are. It's a contractual agreement you make with your spouse-to-be regarding how money and property will be divided should you divorce. And, again, I had never heard of such a thing, but it's an option I learned on that show for helping to prevent divorce or start the process of divorce amicably. And, again, a postnup, now what a postnup is, I describe what a prenup is, and most of you know what that is. The postnup is a contract that the couple agrees to after they're married, postnup, and it usually includes conditions that if not met will lead to divorce, such as if, you know, let's say, for instance, one spouse doesn't stop partying with their friends every night, or even worse, sleeping around, you know, with other people, then, you know, in those cases, one spouse might be ready to sign them papers, as Usher would say, and get a divorce if those conditions, their conditions for being married to their spouse are not met. So that's a postnup. And as Arden explained on the show, it can be an alternative to seeing a counselor. It's certainly cheaper than counseling, and all it requires is for you to write the conditions down on a piece of paper for both parties to sign, and then, you know, it is a legal contract, a binding agreement. So it's cheaper than a counselor, and it's a very clear agreement. A judge or a mediator can consider should the couple decide to part. So it's going to make the divorce process a lot smoother which again is what we were talking about on the divorce.